I'm with Brian Solis, Principal Analyst at the Altimeter Group and also a digital anthropologist. Brian, you've just given a keynote at Learning Technologies, and there are two things I wanted to ask you really about: the what and the how of digital anthropology for organisations, because this is obviously a key area of your work. So when we talk about digital anthropology, what should people in organisations be looking at? What is it?
You know, I wonder how much of this as a title is effective within the organizations, because you say digital anthropologist, and most people are probably either going to roll their eyes or scrunch their forehead in confusion.
Yeah.
You know, what it really is about is just studying technology's impact on you and me, you know, human beings. You know, how's it changing our behavior? And once our behavior starts to change, how's it affecting our expectations? What do we value? You know, how are we rewarded? What incentivizes us? What gives us sort of inspiration? And really that work as a digital anthropologist uncovers that. There's a cause and effect for everything. And what's really, it's really critical to understand is that if you can appreciate the effect that it has, it means that you learn. And when you learn, you start to see things differently. And once you see things differently, you start to see that the way you did things and the way you need to do things are in fact different. And so that's where it all begins there. And kind of just talking about behavioral science, I guess, but it's really something that human resources needs to embrace, because learning is about human relations, right? It's about improving somebody in what they can do, their capacity, making them more relevant within the organization, helping them achieve their goals. And so we have to partner with our employees to help them. And that starts with recognizing that maybe we don't know everything we think we know, and we can't rely on technology as a crutch. We need to make technology work for us based on a greater vision, and that vision has to be inspired by empathy.
You talked about we're talking about the how of, you know, how this actually, how organisations do this, and you talked about maybe, I don't know, HR or learning and development being the user experience for life experts. So how do organisations do what you've just described?
I think you can do the how and you can do the what, but to quote Simon Sinek, you maybe want to start with why. You know, why would you do this? And once you can answer the why, you're coming from a more informed and inspired place. Then the how is just an execution against a new vision, right? And the what is the products, the outcomes, the policies, everything that you need to design in order to do things differently. Look, the problem is that we keep bringing to these new decisions a legacy of experiences. It's not going to yield a different outcome just because there's new technology. What it takes is a different vision, and that vision has to be inspired by different things that you don't see today. Once you have that, you'll recognize that everything needs to be paved moving forward. It's a new road. That's a good thing.
So exciting and scary at the same time. So you've got to leave your legacy behind and look forward. So where do you, a final question then, where do you get your inspiration? Where does one get one's inspiration?
I'm inspired by the answers I don't have. I'm inspired by the people I don't reach. And that means that I'm constantly learning. And look, inspiration is something that's constant, just like learning. I think we all have as individuals an opportunity to make a true impact and change things for the better. And that's why I believe that change starts with ourselves, not just waiting for someone else to tell us we can do something.
Brian Solis, thanks very much.
Thank you.